Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I feel like I'm a broken record at this point, but another great defense we're going against, man. Houston and Coach D'Amico Ryan's over there, I feel like he has those guys rolling. Their defense is playing really well. They're playing at a high level. Offense is too, obviously, but just all the guys that they have on defense, man, they have such great personnel. The guys up front, the linebackers, the secondary, they fly around. They know their scheme, inside and out, and they do a good job. Whether they want to play coverage or pressure or play man-to-man. They do a really good job in that. And we got our hands full this week, but we're, again, like I say all the time, man, we're really excited about this opportunity.
All right, there is Sam Darnold, who he just – and listen, there are guys, coaches – Lou Holtz was really big on this. There are coaches who just – and guys who just talk up things. Well, they're a great team. I don't think Sam Darnold was talking up this defense. I think he was dead ass serious with what he was talking about, and I think there is real concern for Seattle and what they're going to be able to do against this defense. But Clint, this is one of those games where stars have to show up, and the Texans have a fair amount of stars and big time players on that side of the ball, right? Will Anderson is potentially going to be one of the highest paid defensive players in the game. Daniil Hunter is, when you talk about from what you're getting paid per year, is one of the highest paid defensive players out there, right? They've got some dudes over there. Kamari Lassiter is coming on. Jalen Petrie just got paid. They've got some guys over there, Clint. But for you, Derek Stingley, to you on that side of the ball, he is clearly one of the stars on this entire team. And he may be the best player on this entire team, but he has got to have a major impact on this game in Europe.
Absolutely. He's got to be the Man I Institute player of the game, if you know what I mean. He has got to have a monster game. And I think, look, he's capable of having a monster game within the scheme, or he's capable of having a monster game if D'Amico Ryans decides to deploy him in a way in which he's having to mirror the opponent's best wide receiver. And that best wide receiver is Jaxon Smith-Njigba once again. He's having a great year. He's the target that makes this offense go. He's the guy that, boy, when they want to hit one of them hard play action passes, he's the one that typically is early in the progression. That's going to be made priority. And so I just think one of the biggest factors in this ball game is how two guys are employed, to be honest with you. But the two biggest stars on this team, but definitely number one, I think it's Derek Stingley Jr. What does D'Amico Ryans decide to do with Derek Stingley Jr.? Does he think enough of what Seattle's doing off rip to go, hey, I'm not even going to give y'all a chance to breathe. We're going to suffocate y'all, and it's going to start with Derek Stingley, putting my best defender on your best wide receiver. Or is it, hey, man, we're going to see how this thing plays out. We're going to keep our defense in structure. We're not going to travel with wide receivers. We're not going to move with motion. We're going to leave Derek Stingley Jr. on one side, Kamari Lassiter on the other. We like our guys, and then we'll adjust accordingly. How aggressive does D'Amico Ryans decide to deploy Derek Stingley Jr.? Because I believe at some point in time, we are going to see Derek Stingley Jr. mirroring Smith and Jigba. Is it from jump, or is it an adjustment midway through the first half or at halftime?
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say to you. How do you think he should deploy him? And listen, I don't think he will be able to live with himself. That'd be D'Amico. If big moments of the game, Derek Stingley is on Torrey Horton and somebody is on Jackson Smith and Jigba, yep. and there's a big play that's made. Not when you have him, right? So I cannot believe that he would allow that to happen. Now, maybe not every play. Or, hell, we've watched him. He did it with
Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper,
seen,
he did
we've
it
seen
with
him. There was one other time.
Tyreek, it wasn't – I don't think it was the entirety of the game with Tyreek. But
it was correct.
The entirety of the game with Amari Cooper.
Yep.
He did it with him and just followed him. That feels – I mean – Cooper Kupp, you feel like you got guys that can you know handle that. Torrey Horton, you got guys that can handle it. You just cannot let Jackson Smith and Jigba. It just like if I'm gonna go down, it's gonna be Derek Stingley on him, and I would imagine he won't. I bet you he kicked himself when Amara St. Brown started coming up with big plays against the Texans last year. And he was matched up against Petrie. Yeah. I don't think he'll allow that to happen.
Well, the other part of the equation here, and you mentioned several of those guys' names, and no disrespect to Cooper Kupp, but the other part of this is when you do deploy Derek Stingley Jr. in a way of like, hey, I want him to mirror, we're going to play man, and you don't have to play man across the board. There's some hybrid coverages where it's zone one direction, man the other way, but let's not get into all that. If you do decide to deploy Derek Stingley Jr., in a man-to-man mirror type of way, then D'Amico's got a ton of confidence in his other corners, in his other cover defenders. Kamari Lassiter goes to Kupp or whoever it is. You know what I mean? Whatever the shift is, whatever the adjustment is, depending on where Smith and Jigba lines up in the formation, I think D'Amico Ryans has got a ton of confidence in those guys' ability to cover, the receivers that the other receivers that Seattle can throw out there. It's not like they're throwing out there the top two that Philly can throw out there. They're not throwing out even Detroit. You mentioned Detroit. They're not throwing the tight end and the two-headed monster at wide receiver and the running back that can do the things that they have. Right. So
it feels a lot like the Texans, right?
Offensively?
It's fair. Nico. Now, Kenneth Walker, I think, is a little bit more explosive when he's – or at least a more well-known commodity. But it's not like a ton of guys scare you. And I think we'll get to this guy on the other side. But, like, Seattle's probably saying we just can't let Nico Collins kill us.
Yeah.
And I got to imagine that's got to be what D'Amico is saying in the passing game. And this guy – And Clint, it's not, all right, he's killing you with five here or eight here. No, man. Smith and Jigba is getting big plays. I mean, multiple big plays a game, big chunk plays that he is killing teams with. He is leading. He hadn't played yet this week and still leading the league in receiving yards. So, yeah, I would be shocked if that's not the route Matt Burke and D'Amico go because I don't think there's anything that's stopping them from doing it.
Yeah, I don't think it's if. I think it's when. Right? I mean, do they decide to do it from jump and just say to hell with it? We're going to try to suffocate them from jump and make sure they don't get the run going. Or is it to your point, kind of like the Tyreek Hill situation where the game gets tight down the stretch, and you've got to have it series where you got to get a stop or you got to get a turnover, and they call the play then. I don't think it's if, it's when. I think there's going to be a moment in time in this game where anybody watching it close enough on the defensive side of the football is going to see Derek Stingley Jr. manned up with Smith and Jigba in critical situations to take him out of the game.
Yeah, and then the flip of that, Clint, I know Derek Stingley is one, and you've talked about it a bit already. Nico Collins is somebody They have to get going.
Yeah, absolutely. You said it. You said this before when you and I first started working together about it. This is one of them games where I can't remember how you phrased it, but this is one of them games where the stars got to go win it, right? I mean, this is one of the games where your highest paid players, your best players, got to go win it. And I think this is one of those for the Texans. And I think Nico Collins is on the offensive side of the football. I thought this before the Christian Kirk announcement that the hamstring is keeping him out of another game. But now with that announcement, it's even more so important that Nico Collins is they find a way. Look, we just watched
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, what's my man's name with the Rams? Caught 3 touchdowns. Devontae Adams. We just watched Devontae Adams with no Puka Nacua. Yeah. Go catch 3 touchdowns, right? We watched Ja'Marr Chase with no Joe Burrow go out there and get targeted 23 times, had 16 catches for 161 yards. He dropped a touchdown, come right back in.
What is happening with Pittsburgh? How did that happen?
I don't know. I have no idea. But I mean, I think Sumlin was too pissed off at Cleveland for trading Flacco. But the we're watching teams do it week in, week out of players, big time receivers that Nico is in the same tier as, go out there and find ways to get those guys touches. Hell, that you can argue that McVay did it with both of his guys when they played the Texans, and the Texans are a top defense. And so I just think this is one of those games, man, where you just cannot allow tilted coverage to take Nico. Like if we listen to D'Amico Ryans or C.J. Stroud in a post game press conference setting after a loss, and somebody asks the question, "Hey man, what happened to Nico?" "Oh man, they tilted the safety that way. You know, they got this middle open, these two safeties on the roof, and they
that's what concerns."
If we're listening to that after the game, if we're listening to D'Amico Ryans talk to us about, "Oh well, you know, the ball, wherever the ball takes him, that guy's got to make plays. It's not about one guy; it's about all these guys. It's about distributing the football, you know, accordingly." Blah, blah. Like if we're hearing that. It was a long day at the office for the Texans, and I got to believe it's going to be a long season for Nick Caley. If there's ever been a moment,
that's my concern. Are they going to allow Seattle to just take him away?
I would bet that they are making way too much of the Baltimore game and how many guys had catches, and expecting that to happen against a better defense. And the plan is to leave Nico Collins out there. I hope I'm dead ass wrong. I'm going to tell you right now, I would rather lose the game. I don't want to lose it at all, but I would rather be sitting in a post game press conference with a loss, and Nico Collins have ran 14 miles tonight against Seattle.
If you were to say right now, if I say to you right now, Clint Sterner were, and you've been in the position that C.J. Stroud has been going into an NFL game, a game like this, how many targets would you say that you would feel comfortable if you were C.J.? That's how many times I got to try.
It's got
to
be double digits.
To Nico Collins.
It's got
to
be double digit targets. I mean, it's got to be 12 to 15. Now, I will include in that, if they hand him a speed sweep, or if they line him up in the backfield and flip a little screen to him. Like, I'm including, though, I would include those in there. But, yeah, I mean, it's got to be 12 to 15. Like, this cannot be a game where this – you cannot let Seattle make it a game where it's – well, we'll see if Jalen Noel can make some plays. We'll see if Xavier Hutchinson can make – like, you, Seattle can't make this an Iowa State game. I mean, that's
gave
you
a big
like Nick Cayley and D'Amico Ryan. You're right. Nick Cayley and D'Amico Ryans cannot let Seattle's secondary
determine and dictate that Jalen Higgins and Noel are going to
be. We're
going to
make the Cyclones beat us. It can't be. It can't be. I mean, it just simply can't be. So, yeah, I think this has got to be one of those games. What game was that? It was a game with everybody was hurt, and we had the same conversation of like, hell, they don't have anybody else. They've got to move Nico around. Because like, I was pushing Nico as a boundary
receiver.
He did
it against the Colts in the Colts where it was Hutch opposite of him. Then a playoff game, he did it against Cleveland where they didn't really have anybody.
I just remember when I saw Nico line up in the backfield, I went, yep, this is it. Now, you know, okay, they're on the same – we're thinking the same thing here.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering. All backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.